I'd like to acknowledge Dr. Mary Hovinga, who's in the audience. She was my graduate advisor, and Greta Bunin, whose data I was using for the study. So the two particular tumors that we looked at were primitive neuroectodermal tumor and medulloblastoma. Combined, these are the second most common forms of pediatric brain tumors, with accounting for about 20% of all CNS tumors in children. They're almost exclusively a childhood tumor, with incidence peaking by the age of four. Survival rates after 5 years are particularly low for these cancers. The high range, the 55%, are that's only for very particular sites of these tumors. Most of them are at the lower end of the survival range. And not only is there a poor survival, but there's a number of developmental delays that occur, as well as other negative health consequences, both from the tumor itself, but more often from the treatments. And very little is known about the etiology. As was mentioned, ionizing radiation is pretty, and a few rare genetic mutations are the only known causes, and those account for a very small percentage of these tumors. So we looked at paternal hobbies because some exposures have been implicated for these tumors from occupational studies, and these same exposures are encountered in the home from various hobbies that fathers might participate in. Throughout the child's lifetime, and even preceding the child's lifetime, there are paternal exposures that are of concern. Before conception, you're concerned about changes to the sperm, which can be either mutagenic or epigenetic. Throughout the pregnancy, there's concern about transfer of chemicals directly to the mother, and then after the child's birth, there's direct transfer to the child. This data came out of a larger study that whose primary goal was to look at maternal diet and supplements, looking at vitamins as being protective. Some of that data has been published under Greta Bunin's name, if you're interested in that. When this data was collected, there was also information collected from the fathers, and this hobby data was part of that. There were 318 controls that were enrolled in the study. They were all identified through the Children's Cancer Group, which was a consortium of hospitals in the U.S. and Canada. So these cases came from both countries and from a wide geographical location within those countries. They had to be diagnosed with medulloblastoma or PNET between the years of 1991 and 1997. And there were a number of exclusions, including there was a pathological review done to make sure that it was the correct type of tumor. If they had another diagnosis at the time of their PNET or medulloblastoma, they were excluded. Controls were enrolled through random digit dialing and were matched to the cases on area code, race, and date of birth. All subjects were interviewed over the phone with trained interviewers. And in some cases, because the mothers were the primary source of data, which they tried to get fathers' data directly from the fathers for as many cases as possible, but in some cases the mothers gave a proxy interview. The median time between the reference age, which was the presumed time of onset of disease, until the interview was 1.6 years. So for most cases, these were pretty soon after the child was diagnosed or the reference age for the control child. The final sample that we used was 283 cases and 262 controls. And these are the cases and controls that had complete data on the fathers. So the specific question that asked about hobbies, there was a wide range of hobbies that were asked about. Many of these had very low participation and so were not analyzed in the study. One thing to look at in particular was that the lawn care question asked specifically about using insecticides and weed killers. So it was specifically getting at insecticides and not organic gardening. Most of the others were a little more broad and did not ask about specific exposures, but were just implied exposures. For each hobby, the fathers were asked if they did it at the time of a month before conception and through the pregnancy, and then asked separately if they did it after the child was born. For most of these, it was very consistent. If they did it during the pregnancy, they also did it after the child was born, so it was a little more difficult to tease out timing of exposures and what was more important, if it was the after the birth or before the birth. They were also asked about frequency of participation in those hobbies. A multiple logistic regression was performed with hobby participation coded as a yes-no variable. And the variables that were included in the final model included the date of the father's interview, the child's age, whether or not a proxy interview was conducted, the father's race, geographic region, the child's gender. And with these two particular tumors, male gender is actually a risk factor for them. So most of the cases were, or more of the cases were male than were the controls. Father's smoking status and the child's first season were included as well. So the control children tended to be older at the interview. This was because of the matching and the fact that they were enrolled after the cases were enrolled. Cases were less likely to have had a proxy interview and were more likely to be male. As I mentioned, it's a more common disease in males. Fathers of cases were less likely to smoke and had higher incomes. And we did see some seasonality in the risk of these tumors, with the summer months having the highest risk and fall the lowest. This is just the adjusted ORs given for both during the pregnancy and after birth. And you can see that the highest ORs, which are also significant, were for lung care. And again, that was lung care specifically using pesticides. There was also some elevated OR seen for stripping paint and for hunting. And this is just a graphical representation of that for the during pregnancy. The top symbol, the triangles, are the adjusted odds ratios, and the one below is the crude. So again, you can see that gardening or lawn care had an elevated and significant OR, and stripping paint had a somewhat elevated but non-significant OR. And very similar results for the after the child's birth analysis. And as I said, there was a lot of overlap between timing of exposure. So we also looked at frequency. We did not see any differences by frequency, but some of the numbers started getting pretty small when we broke it down by frequency, so that may explain that. We also noticed that for the children with an older reference age, I believe it was over 23 months, and this reference age is based on the presumed date of onset of disease, their ORs were much higher than for the younger children. So this implies that perhaps exposures after birth may be more important for these environmental exposures than the exposures that happened during the pregnancy. And we also, to try and get at some of the recall bias issues, we excluded the least frequent participants, thinking that they were the most likely to be influenced by recall bias. And we didn't see any differences when we excluded those participants. So again, we saw the strongest associations for lung care. We did see modest associations for stripping paint. Other studies have shown elevated risk from pesticide exposure, occupational exposure, residential exposure, lawn care exposures, a whole range of pesticide exposures. And they were of similar magnitude, between 1.5 and 2.5 are the typical ORs seen for insecticides and pesticides. The presumed exposure from stripping paint was solvent exposure. It was not asked specifically if they used solvents. Some people may have used sander, which may have diluted the results a bit. But other studies that have looked specifically at solvent exposure have found some elevated risk. Some have shown no association. Animal studies have shown that chromosomal aberrations occur from solvent exposure. But this is still something that needs to be explored further. So this was a case control design, which is good for studying rare diseases, multiple exposures, and the wide range of timing was also assessed here. However, there is, of course, the potential for recall bias because this was retrospective data, also non-differential underestimations. And then specific to this study, there were these broad questions and no specific exposures were asked about. So my recommendations for future studies are to look at these two exposures further to collect more detailed information about exposures, timing of exposures, frequency, any protective measures that were used, to assess pesticide exposures beyond those that are used in lawn care and gardening to those that are used in pets and in the household. And also, because there is still this potential for recall bias, to perhaps use a group of hospital controls as well as random digit dial controls or other sources of controls. Well, most of them weren't associated. You mean like other exposures from the ones that were included in the analyses were the ones that were associated with both the hobbies and the disease outcome. So most of the other exposures weren't associated with whether or not the fathers participated in a particular hobby. So. Oh. Right. Right. Okay. I see. that was not asked in the survey. Mother's hobbies were not asked about, so we didn't have the data on that. That was asked about, and the data was not available to me. That was something we wanted to look at, but it just wasn't, the data wasn't cleaned and available. So. That was something we had many discussions about, trying to figure that out, and it was not, it wasn't as strong as the other ones, and so I kind of left it out of this analysis, and we didn't have a good background, so that's why I didn't present it in this as strongly, but we think perhaps maybe lead, and there could be other confounders, some residual confounding that's there, that maybe around socioeconomic status or other issues that I'm not really sure. But there is a little bit of data on lead exposures in that, but I don't know if that's really what's going on here or not. No. Pesticide exposures, that's exactly. And that would actually be interesting to look at geography if people were living near those as well. So. But there was a higher, to be a little bit stereotypical, there was a higher income for the fathers who were the cases and not the controls. So.